Welcome to the Together PDX podcast. You're listening to our Faithful series, where we sit down with faithful people to hear how they are working for the flourishing of the Portland metro area. We believe each member of the church has a role to play in the bigger story God is writing in Portland. Today's guest tells one part of that story. Hey everyone, I'm Elise Gallus, and today I'm talking with Kirk Peterson of Alpha about how they are equipping the local church to faithfully share the gospel in our metro area through honest conversations about life's biggest questions. Kirk is also the leader of our Share PDX team, which exists as a catalyst for local churches and ministries to keep evangelism as a central part of the PDX gospel movement. So I'm extra excited for him to join us today. Welcome, Kirk. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Elise. I'm excited to be here as well.
Well, let's dive right in. Tell us about the need that Alpha is trying to meet and how that affects the flourishing of our metro area.
I would say the primary need that Alpha tries to kind of fill the gap with is creating a space for people to explore faith that kind of sits between the church world and the culture and the community in which we live. Finding that in-between space where we make it safe for people to ask their questions that they have about faith, to explore faith kind of at their pace without pressure, and to express their doubts in an environment where they're not going to be, no one's going to jump on them, no one's going to press them, but it's a safe space to maybe process some of the things that they've experienced with Christians or some of their thoughts about Christianity.
And why is that kind of safe space? What does that have to do with the flourishing of our metro area?
Well, I think by and large, some of the things that we have maybe done in the past to proclaim the gospel and the good news to people that really sees that holistic transformation go on are more and more difficult as people have some internal hostility. Maybe they have perceptions, misperceptions, sometimes correct perceptions from their experience around how the church has treated them or how Christians have treated them. And so having a space where they can come in and as they are learning and developing their own convictions around that, and all that time, the Holy Spirit is doing His work to draw them to Christ, it's going at a pace that doesn't feel pushed. And it's going in a way that they can feel like they are stepping in on their own volition without someone else deciding it for them.
Mm, I love that. Well, can you share a story maybe recently that happened or something that was exciting to you that we can celebrate with you?
Yeah, one of my favorite stories is something that happened as we entered the pandemic and found that Alpha's typically presented in person, and we had never really considered the option of offering it online, but now we had no other option. And so what we did was invite people to come join us online. And so my first group was meeting just a month or so after the pandemic got started, and had a young man who came with his girlfriend at the time, and they stepped into the group, and Sam had a lot of questions about faith. And so those questions came up, and actually, he didn't have a lot of background with faith, at least not a lot of positive background. He was new to the Portland area somewhat. And so over the course of the couple months together, he just laid out a lot of those questions before us. And we finished that first Alpha into the summer and just continued in conversation. He had not necessarily crossed the line into the kingdom of God, but certainly was more open to that than when he began. That following fall, he came back and helped on another course with me. And it was at that time that he felt ready to step into the kingdom of God. And fast forward a month or two later, I get a text on my phone from Sam as he had proposed to his girlfriend and now his fiance. And then 6 months later, I got to perform their wedding. So it was a beautiful thing. And as we come into this next season, actually, Sam and I are going to be leading together for Alpha in our church there locally.
Wow. Praise God. Amen. That's amazing. Well, we're celebrating that with you and for you. Tell me a little bit about what role does the local church play in Alpha?
Well, the local church really is the ones who carry out Alpha. Without people within the local church carrying out, Alpha doesn't exist. I don't run Alpha, even though I work for Alpha. Alphas run by people in the local church. And so it's one of our hopes is to serve the church that would actually help in the re-evangelization of the nation. But as we look at how the local church is on mission, we want to help the local church use Alpha in their mission to reach people in the community. And so everything that we do is in and through the local church.
I love that. It sounds like there's something for everyone. So if people are listening right now and their heart is being tugged on, what are two ways that someone who is interested can get involved with Alpha right now?
Yeah, I would say probably the first way would just be to come and attend an Alpha. If you're here in the Portland area, there are a lot of Alphas that run kind of in seasons. Typically, we have a group of Alphas that would start in the fall, run up to the holidays, start after the holidays in the new year and run into the spring break or before Easter. And then other groups that will start one after Easter, after spring break, before the summer hits. Any of those seasons are a time when they could jump in and experience an Alpha with a local church near them. The second way I would say would just be if they wanted themselves to run an Alpha at their church or in their home or at their school, in their workplace. All of these are environments in which Alpha can work. And again, we found out that it actually works online very effectively. And so if they wanted to gather a group of friends that aren't in their local proximity, they can do that. And so we've got training that we run several times a year. Once a month, there's online training that's always available for free that they can come and join us. So alphausa.org would be the place that a lot of that information is stored if they want to both find a course near them that's starting or if they would like to begin looking at running a course within their church.
That's awesome. Can you just leave us with a Bible verse to encourage us and our listeners in our faithfulness?
Yeah, I think one of the verses that comes to mind is out of the book of Ephesians in chapter 5. Paul is talking about this idea of making the most of every opportunity. And I think that's really the thing that I find with Alpha is Alpha's incredibly impactful for those that go through it, but it really requires people that are already living missional lives. They're in relationship with people who are neighbors and friends, maybe family members who do not follow Christ, who do not go to church. And so it's looking for those opportunities. What are those points of transition that a person is facing? Maybe they're new to town. Maybe they've just lost a job or gotten a new job. Maybe there's some transition in their family. I think coming out of the pandemic, most everyone around us has faced some sort of transition in their life. And what I've found is that often puts them at a place where they're more willing to consider the claims of Christ. They're more willing to consider some of the big questions in life and ask themselves, what do I really think about all this?
That's a good word for all of us to consider where we're at every day, where we're at in our spaces, and just how to live a little bit more missionally. So thank you so much, Kirk. It has been so great to talk with you today. We appreciate your work that you do in the Portland area and that Alpha does. We're just really encouraged by it, and it's beautiful to hear about.
Thanks, Elise. Glad to be here.
For more information about Alpha and what you heard today, check out the show notes at togetherpdx.org/podcast. Thanks for listening to Faithful by the Together PDX podcast. Be blessed.